Books on Tape presents Lost in My Own Backyard, A Walk in Yellowstone National Park by Tim Cahill. Read by Michael Pritchard. Introduction. Yellowstone National Park and vicinity is the largest intact temperate zone ecosystem in the Northern Hemisphere. It is a vast area of earthly riches almost beyond imagining. A natural playground complete with geysers and thermal features so strange that early white visitors referred to the area as Wonderland. There are herds of bison and elk. There are beaver and wolves and marmot and osprey and eagles. There is the whole complement of North American fauna. It is not an amusement park, however, and it's a good idea to pay attention. Yellowstone is a place where the unwary or unlucky can get mauled by a bear, gored by a bison, stomped by a moose, or bitten by a rattlesnake. People also fall off cliffs, freeze to death, and die in avalanches. Death in Yellowstone, a book by Lee Whittlesey, chronicles all manner of mishap. But it seems that the easiest way to die in the park is to fall into the water some distance from shore. The temperature of Yellowstone Lake, for instance, averages about 41 degrees. You don't last long in that kind of water. I bring this up at the beginning because it is important. Part of the joy of walking in Yellowstone is that it is still, for the most part, a wilderness, which means that it is untamed, which in turn means that it is not impossible to get hurt, even if you follow all the rules. Thus